What is the best French oaked bourbon that I have on my shelf? I'm pretty excited because today we're going to find out. But before we get to that, my name is Chris and you are listening to the Whiskey Noobs podcast. And as I mentioned, today we're talking about French oaked bourbons. What do I mean by that? In case you're out there and you know bourbon, you know whiskey, you know the difference, but French oaked, you're like, what are you talking about? So, French oaked bourbons, or some people just call them French oak or French oak finished. You'll hear anything with French oak in it. You're talking about one type of a bourbon finish. So what that means is somebody makes a bourbon. They follow all the rules to create the bourbon. They have the correct mash bill, the correct proofs, and then they put it into a unused charred oak barrel, a new charred oak technically container. And then it's a bourbon. But then they take that bourbon and they finish it with French oak staves. Now, when you do that, it's no longer just called like bourbon full stop. It's now called bourbon finished with French oak staves, or a French oaked bourbon, or a French oak finish, something like that. Usually people are talking about one of these three bottles that I have sitting next to me right now. And so I don't know for sure who did this first, but I'm pretty sure it was probably Maker's Mark with Maker's number 46, which I do have sitting right here. And basically, it was an experiment that they were doing. They were trying all these different oak staves, and they were finishing Maker's Mark with all these different oak staves to see what gave them the best flavor. And they ended up with these specific type of French oak staves that have this specific searing done to them. They're heated in this specific way, and it gives a specific flavor, as you might imagine. I'm pretty sure they were the first to do it, but I don't have anything to back that up. That's just, it seems that way to me. At any rate, French oak has caught on pretty reasonably. And so as you can see with these bourbons next to me, there are other distilleries, especially some of these craft guys, who are starting to put out more French oak stuff. And I just so happen to be a pretty big fan of French oak finishes. So when I had Maker's number 46, and I had had Maker's Mark before, and I was like, I don't like Maker's Mark the most. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my flavor profile. So I wasn't sure if I was going to like Maker's number 46. And then I bought it and I tried it and I was like, this is really good. And so then I got Penelope's Architect, which is a series they do. They do all these different builds with they put together slightly different recipes, and they are French oak finishes that they are putting together. I think it says right on the front. Yes. Kentucky straight bourbon, or not Kentucky, but straight bourbon whiskey finished with French oak staves. And so they do different like recipes or different small batches. And I have build number 6. They call them builds. And I got that and I loved it. And that's when I realized, I was like, oh, I might just be a fan of like French oak finishing. And so then I was working with Nulu and they gave me this bottle of their French oak finish. And I was like, this is fantastic as well. And that kind of confirmed it for me. I love a French oak finish. So I thought it would be fun today to take three French oak finished bourbons that all three of them I love, and put them neck and neck, put them side by side, see which one I like the most, totally blind. I have no idea which is which. Per the usual, if you've been here long enough, you already know my wife poured these for me, and I have some stickers on them that are probably going to fall off, so I'll just try to keep track of which is which. And then in here I have A equals blank, B equals blank, C equals blank, so that I know which is which. Now, I'm going to tell you which is which for those who want to know in a minute, but first, I have to mention Blind Barrels because they sponsored this episode. If you don't know what Blind Barrels is, they send you samples of whiskey. You get 4 different samples. You get to taste them without knowing what they are. They send you this nice little tasting chart to help walk you through it, and then you can scan the QR code and see what it is that you're tasting. They do individual boxes, or you can sign up for a subscription so that you get it every quarter, and they not only do this with blind tasting so that you get to experience the type of blind tasting that we're doing in this episode, but it's actually double blind. You don't even know what you're tasting, let alone what order it is. And on top of that, they're working with these small brands that it's really hard to get your hands on them otherwise, especially some of them are barrel picks. Some of them are brands that aren't distributed outside of their local area. It's really hard. Otherwise, you can't really get your hands on them, but Blind Barrels gives you access to them because if you like any of the samples enough, you can just go on Blind Barrel's website if you bought the box, and then you can order the bottle that it is that you like. And they're usually unique. They usually throw me for a loop, and I guess incorrectly about what they are, because they're that unique and fun of whiskeys. So Blind Barrels, I can't recommend them enough. You guys know me by now. You know that I don't work with brands that I don't like, and I have enjoyed every single Blind Barrels box that I have tasted. Take a look at the link in the show notes to check them out today. That being said, let's talk about which is which of these three whiskeys. And I will let you know right now to hit the 15-second skip. I think it's 15 on all apps. If it's not, if it's less than 15 on your app, then hit it like twice, because I'm going to try to do 15 seconds worth of talking. Ready, set, skip. Okay, A is the Penelope. B is the Maker's Mark number 46, and C is the Nulu. I just realized they're in the same order as they are right next to me. That's not on purpose. I think maybe this was about 15 seconds, so we're going to be done right now. Okay, and now if you've hit the 15-second skip, you can stop right here. We're done talking about which is which. Hopefully, this has been more than 15 seconds, I think. Okay, let's get back to the episode and cut back to the beginning when I didn't know what any of these were. I want to walk through and talk about the similarities and differences between them. But while doing that, I think what's going to happen is I'm going to see the similarities that come from the French oak and then the differences that come from the mash bill. And I'm hoping that helps me to really nail down what it is that I like so much about French oak. And in the process, we're going to figure out which of these three is my favorite French oaked that I have sitting on my shelves. So, well, not sitting on my shelves right now, but, normally. So, I'm really excited to walk through that, because as I mentioned, I like all three of these, so I'm not trying to say any of them are bad. These are all good, and I think they're probably all worth, at least if you like French oak finishes, they're all worth what you're going to pay for them. But what I don't know is which one I like the most. And since this is blind, I'm not going to be accounting for price at all. I'm just going to be saying which one I objectively like the most, regardless of price. Hopefully, it's the most expensive one, but I don't really know because, honestly, I think the Nulu is the most expensive, but the Makers and the Penelope are both fantastic for their price as well. I think the Penelope is probably, for me, I think it's worth a little bit more than what you pay for it. I think it's about $60. So let's run through that real quick. I'm going to pull out my handy-dandy OHLQ app and let you know how much each of these costs, at least in Ohio. Ohio is usually very close to MSRP. And let's take a look. So first up, we've got Penelope Architect. And Penelope Architect, I was wrong. It's $55. And yeah, it's well worth $55 to me, especially this build number 6. I can't speak to the other ones because this is small batch. Different batches taste a little different, so I can't speak to all of them. I can definitely speak to build number 6, though. Makers number 46 is $35, so $20 difference. We've got $55 for the Penelope, $35 for the Makers. And then let's see. I don't know if Nulu French Oak is in OHLQ. It is. All right. Nulu French Oaked is the most expensive at $75. Wow. So we have an even $20, $20, $20. We have $35, $55, $75. That's really interesting. Hopefully they'll come out in that order, but I want to preface this by saying that I truly, for me, for my palate, I truly think all three of these are worth the money because I just think they're all fantastic. I would pay the price point that they are. I do think there's a possibility the rankings won't be 1, 2, 3 because I do think that they have the potential, especially, you know, the two cheaper ones have the potential to be above their price range. If I think the Nulu is worth $75, that's not to say the Penelope won't rank above the Nulu or maybe even the Makers. This is a blind tasting. These things can happen because they're all, in my opinion, a great value, especially for my palate. Okay. All that being said, let's get into some tasting. In order to not be talking to you, cutting away, talking to you, cutting away, I'm going to do a pretty in-depth tasting, come up for air, talk to you a little bit about what I'm experiencing, what's going on, and kind of do it in those type of phases because I have in the past had people say they don't like that I'm smacking my lips into the microphone or, you know, it's a little bit choppy. So live and learn. Let's do this blind tasting. I will be back for you guys in like a Mississippi for me in a few minutes after I've tasted these pretty well. So I actually started with an in-depth nose instead. I didn't even get to taste them yet, but I did learn some things from that nose. First of all, A, let me turn them around so you guys can see the labels. I don't know if you can actually see this part of my desk or not, but, you know, just bear with me. A has more, they all three have this cinnamon oakiness flavor. It's kind of like, well, it's all, I mean, cinnamon's the best way I think to describe it, but it has a little bit more pop to it than cinnamon. But A has almost like a wet oak, like almost like a cinnamon with like a wetter, like a damp oak, almost, you know, a little bit like dusty or a little bit musty, that type of a smell with it. B then has a little bit more pop to it. It's got a little bit more of something else. Maybe it's a salt or a black pepper or something that makes it stand out. And then ironically enough, C has even more of that. It's got even more punch to it, even more flavor jumping out of the glass. Maybe that's a matter of proof, but I believe these are all relatively close in proof. Not, you know, not right on top of each other, but we've got Nulu at 106.2. We've got Penelope at 104. It's only two proof away. Not bad at all. And then the lowest we've got is Maker's number 46, which is, if I can do quick math, 94. That's still all within 10 proof, within 5% of each other, if I'm doing that math right. 6%. They're all within 6% ABV of each other. So in general, it's probably, I'm going to guess it's not enough for me to really, really notice the difference, which I think is going to be good. I think we're going to really see the difference in these flavor profiles. So far, that's what I'm getting. I don't know if that's going to carry through to the palate or not, but it's kind of like A is the most mellow, B is a little bit less mellow, and then C is the least mellow. It's got the most pop to it. And all three of them have a distinct note that to me is like cinnamon oak. That's what I'm calling it for right now until I get a little bit more into it. That's probably, you know, the French oak coming through. Let's dive into some tasting because I'm excited to. And once again, I'll be back in about a Mississippi or two. I'm not going to lie to you because I have no reason to. These taste way more similar than I thought they were going to taste. Totally, total transparency here. So they all definitely have what I am calling cinnamon oakiness now, I guess. It reminds me of kind of like the smell of like cutting oak with like a saw, like kicking up all that sawdust, mixed with like a cinnamon and like a touch of a black pepper. Because it's like, it's not like sweet, mild cinnamon. It's like cinnamon with a little bit of pop to it. But then they all have a little touch of a vanilla with that, that like the combo reminds me of a cinnamon roll, but it doesn't taste like a cinnamon roll. And that's like such a weird thing to say, but it's like the cinnamon of the cinnamon roll and the vanilla-ish glaze of the cinnamon roll, but it's not as sweet. It's like you took all the sweetness out, but you have those flavors. That's what it's reminding me of. Now, that being said, surprisingly, B, I think they're in this order. Let me make sure I have the order correctly. Okay, yeah. So B has more of the vanilla, more of the sweetness. It's a little bit milder. If I had to guess right now, gun to my head, I would guess it would be the Maker's because it's just the least amount of like kick to it. So I would assume it's the lowest proof. That's a complete guess. It doesn't have anything to do with complexity or bite or bitterness yet. We haven't gotten that far. So B, that's the thing that's really making it distinct. A and C are tasting pretty similar. There's definitely differences, but it's one of those where like I've sat down and I'm like, okay, this tastes like this, this tastes like that. What's the same and what's different? I haven't really nailed down, except for what's the same. And I'm thinking right off the bat, I think like the French oaked finish flavor is very obvious to me right now. And I hope I find a better way to describe it than just oaky cinnamon or cinnamony oak. But that's what it is so far for me. There's almost, I forget which one of these three, I think it was C, almost had a little bit of like a cherry maybe, or like an almond, maybe cherry, maybe cinnamon cherry is a good descriptor for that. So there's definitely more going on here. I just haven't dug in that far yet, but I didn't want to forget to explain what I've got so far. So first check-in, I would say, and I'll cut back if I didn't mention this earlier. Yeah, well, I guess I will have already put it in the podcast by now, but I will cut out where I say what is what and then put it back at the beginning so that you know which is which is which. So you know which is which, or you skipped it because you want to go along the roller coaster with me. If you know which is which, I wanted to take a moment to say B, more vanilla, more mellow. C, almost has like a cherry pop to it. And A, I haven't figured out what the unique factor is for it yet. But I don't have a favorite yet, actually. I was going to like be like, so far, this is my favorite. I don't have a favorite yet because I haven't been focusing a lot on harshness or body yet. So I got to get into that a little bit, and then I'll come back to you with a favorite. Okay, next round, I will throw a favorite out there, even if it doesn't stay my favorite till the end. Let's go. I am now a little bit scared that I'm going to put Maker's Mark in first place. So we'll see. Here's what's going through my head right this moment. B, I think, is probably the Maker's Mark because it tastes like the least amount of alcohol burn. That being said, it also, it also has this really nice display of its flavor. And I think it's the French oak interacting with the sweetness of the wheated bourbon, because Maker's Mark is a wheated bourbon. It has a like a distinct kind of sweetness to it. That wheat in the mash bill makes it a little bit sweeter. And I think it's being displayed really nicely alongside this cinnamon oak that I'm getting from all three of them. That being said, I haven't figured out, like, in my brain, I'm like, the other two in the past I've thought were better, if I'm right about this one being Maker's 46. Maybe I'm totally wrong, and then it makes sense that this one is my favorite so far. But that being said, the other two taste pretty similar to each other, and I just haven't found a specific thing that, like, makes me go, wow, that is, you know, that's the one. The only thing I've caught on to is that the B, the downside of it is it does leave a little bit of like a wet paper cardboard in the like after, like in the finish, which once again would make me think it's probably the Maker's Mark. It's probably a little bit less expensive and it leaves that little bit of bitterness on the finish. So I said I was going to pick a favorite. Right now, this can change. I'm reserving the right to change it. Right now, that's my favorite, the Maker's Mark number 46. The one that I think is Maker's Mark number, that was a Freudian slip if I ever saw one. B, that I think is the Maker's Mark number 46. Right now is my favorite, but I'm reserving the right. I'm reserving the right to change that. Because there's definitely, I think there's more going on with the other two. I just haven't nailed down what it is, and I just don't know if it's my flavor preference. This might be my bias a little bit. So maybe I'll give a biased answer and an unbiased answer. Or maybe I'm just trying to talk myself out of, like, picking the cheapest one. And that's just, that itself is bias, right? This is complex. This tasting is complex. And these whiskeys are complex. And I need to do more tasting because I don't know what I'm going to pick yet. Okay, I just took a sip of C by itself. And with that sip, I think I get it a little bit more. And I usually try to space out, like, going from one glass to the other enough they don't affect each other. But that sip of just starting on C made me realize maybe they are affecting each other. So I'm going to do a little bit more tasting here. But C there had a lot more flavor, had, like, a cracked pepper taste to it. And it brought some nice zing without too much harshness. So that was C. Now I'm going to just taste B, and then I'm going to just taste A. I'm going to give myself, like, I'm going to talk to you about what I'm tasting, so that I'm giving myself a little bit of time to acclimate. I do blind tastings a lot, and I didn't think that in this one they were affecting each other that much, but I think maybe they were. I was getting a little excited and moving a little bit too fast, so I'm going to slow things down a little bit. Not for you guys, because we're cutting that part out, but for me, I'm going to slow things down a little bit. Now things are making sense a little bit. Now B, that I think is Maker's number 46, has a lot less body compared to C. Now that I did that, there's a lot less pop of a flavor. It's still really nice and sweet. I still really love the flavor, and I've mentioned it before. These three are fantastic whiskeys. They're so tasty. And maybe I'm wrong about it being the Maker's number 46, but it has a Maker's Mark taste to it to me. But I could be wrong about that. But yeah, now I kind of see it having a little bit less body. So B or C had a little bit more of a cracked pepper, a little bit more of a pop. B definitely has that vanilla, but it's definitely a little bit more mellow, a little bit more muted. I didn't catch it nearly as much having gone from C to B, like the reverse of what I've been doing. I'm still giving myself in between some time, kind of a lot of time until the finish is basically completely gone and my palate's basically reacclimated. But now that the C was just fresh on my mind, I could really see it there. So far, it's starting to make sense again. I don't know. This is stressful. I love all three of these. They all are winners. Participation trophy for each of these bottles. Let's move on to A. Oh, man. This is going to be really, really hard. And I think, first of all, this should be a compliment to all three of these whiskeys, but I think it's especially a compliment to the cheaper ones because these guys are just all doing neck and neck right now. A has a little bit of a flair to it, something else, like a fruit or something else that I don't have my finger on yet. For a second, it reminded me of orange peel, but then I'm like, this doesn't really taste like orange peel, so I don't know. It had something else to it, but then after that faded, it also had more of a bitterness to it. So something strange going on with A. These are neck and neck, and this is going to be tough. I don't want to make this one my last tasting yet. So I'm just going to explain to you what's going through my head. That's what a podcast is, right? What's going through my head right now? I think B is the lowest proof. So I think that's Maker's Mark number 46. Plus I mentioned it kind of has a Maker's Mark taste to me. Right now, okay, earlier I thought C was my least favorite. Now I'm kind of leaning towards it. That pop of the black pepper, if you don't like a little bit of a punch to it, I don't know if you'll like it. But for me, it really had a nice, distinct pop to it that it wasn't a harsh punch of flavor. It was just a punchy type of flavor. Really nice. I picture like tahine, if you've ever had tahine, like the seasoning stuff. You know, it's not spicy, but it has a pop, a punch to it. That's kind of the type of flavor that I was getting from C. So I feel like I'm leaning towards that now. Whereas B, I think, is a good, delicious, mellow sipper. I just don't think it has quite as much to offer. A, I'm starting to lean away from, which previously I thought was maybe going to be my favorite. Before I thought B was my favorite, I thought maybe it's A. But now there's just this distinct bitterness right towards the end that I can't get over. This is what goes through my mind during a blind tasting. All of these different things are what goes through my mind. It's stressful. So if you've ever watched me squeeze a blind tasting into a 45-second, one-minute video, I want you to know the amount of stress that went through my brain trying to decipher which is the better one, especially when I don't have any reference. I'm just tasting a whiskey, and I'm like, how much is this whiskey worth? Those are so difficult. That's my little soapbox to let you guys know the stress that I go through to make these videos. But I mean, this is a safe space, right? Like, hopefully, I mean, if one of the cheaper ones wins, that's exciting. That's like really cool. I think all three of these are great bourbons. It's okay if the most expensive one loses, if the New Lou loses. So that's okay. But I'm just, you know, it's one of those things where it's still stressful. It's like when you go to the store and you're like, who cares what I look like? It's Walmart. It doesn't matter. And then you're like, oh, like you get to Walmart and you're like, now I care. Like I shouldn't care, but now I care. It's that same type of stress. So there's a little behind the scenes for you guys of the thoughts going through my brain during these blind tastings. But now at this point, I think I'm stalling. I need to taste them again. A has that distinct harshness. It's almost like green apple, but with some bitter. And that might make it my least favorite as of right now. It's like there's vanilla mixed in with that green apple. It's a nice vanilla, but you know how like vanilla extract is bitter? It's kind of like that. And it's kind of turning me away from it compared to the other two. Still a lot of flavor and really delicious, but that's what I'm thinking. Now I went from A to B again like I was in the beginning, and now I see why I was so crazy about B, because B is kind of the opposite of that bitterness that A has. It's got so much sweetness to it that it really pops when you go from A to B. I think just B has a little bit less body, like if I wasn't tasting it side by side. I think A was almost like pairing with it to make it really nice. So I think that's why I like B so much. That being said, it's really good. It's really good. It has so much flavor to it and just such a nice vanilla, smooth, creamy flavor that goes with that cinnamon and oak. Still kind of a dustier oak, though. I don't remember if I mentioned that earlier, but it is. It reminds me of a dusty barrel a little bit. But I think that might be why B was in the lead. That being said, might still be above A for me, for my palate. But we'll see when the final rankings come out. All right, I want to make sure I leave some time to talk about these after the big reveal. So I'm going to have to just make a decision here. There's something I've realized about A, and it's that there, this flavor that's like green apple but kind of bitter with like a little bit of vanilla, it to some people I think could be really appealing. That last sip that I just took, I was like, oh, that's kind of nice right there. It kind of has like a touch of like those caramel apple suckers that you'd have as a kid with like Halloween. It's got like a little bit of that. And so I can see why it's appealing. Now, for me, for my palate, I think it's my least favorite. So I'm going to put it the closest to me, I guess. The farther from me, the better it is. I think that'd be my problem with A. It might be a subjective thing. So first, I'm going to do my subjective ratings. Then I'm going to try to explain objectively which one might be the best. B is going to come in second. And that's because it just doesn't have quite as much body as C, which I'm putting in first. Now, all of that being said, there's a few different ways I could organize these right now. So my personal preference, I'm going to say C, then B, then A. Now, if you are a new enthusiast, you're new to whiskey, and too punchy of flavors kind of are too offensive for you, I think you would go B, A, C. C has a lot of punch and a lot of pop. I think that punch accounts for a good amount of alcohol burn. A good amount of alcohol burn is covered up by the amount of punch that the flavor has. And so I think if you're new to alcohol, you're new to bourbon or just to whiskey in general, I think C might be last for you. I think B is going to be first because it's the smoothest ride. It's nice and easy. And then I think A is going to be in the middle because it does have that bitterness, but that smooth apple vanilla that comes with it, if you're new, might be a little bit more approachable. It'd be really close, but it might be a little bit more approachable than C is. So that's like the beginner answer. I think the standard, I'm going to taste this one more time. I'm going to taste A one more time. Okay. I think probably the most objective answer, if I had to guess in terms of price, the most objective answer would probably be C, then A, then B. So if I had to guess in terms of price, I would say C is the Nulu, A is the Penelope, and B is the Maker's Mark number 46. Now, you're going to say, but Chris, you love Penelope. Why would you say that it's your least favorite and you think that, you know, you think the Penelope is your least favorite? Because once again, these are all three really, really good. But I think there's some flavor there, and maybe it's not the Penelope. I mean, there's a really good chance that that's the case. These were all so neck and neck that there's a really good chance I have these all out of order. But I think C has the most body and the most punch to make up for the alcohol burn. It brings the most complexity. A has a ton of complexity, still has some punch to it. It has this little bit of bitterness that brings it down below C. And then I think if you're trying to be objective, probably B would be the least expensive one because it tastes like it's the lowest proof and it has the least amount of body. It doesn't jump out of the glass at you like the other two do. So I think the, you know, blind ranking, spirits tasting competition style of ranking would be C, then A, then B. Once again, this is a guess. I could be way wrong. So I'm going to leave them in this order because this is my guess as to which is which. So I'm going to say C is the Nulu or the most expensive. Let's just go most expensive to least expensive. I'm going to say C is the most expensive. A is next. And then B is the Maker's Mark number 46, I think. I'm terrified to open this, but I can't wait to see what we're going to learn. So let's do it. A is Penelope, B is Maker, C is Nulu. All right, I actually got that. There it is. Proof is in the pudding. It's right there on the paper. So A is Penelope, B is Makers, C is Nulu. One thing I will say, I'm really happy for Nulu that they came in first because if I could tell you 1,000 times what I think Nulu is worth it, But if it was beat by something else, you'd be like, well, is it? Because it got beat by that. So I'm happy for them. And I do still think, like I said, in terms of price, in terms of value, it makes sense that Penelope is second. It makes sense that it costs in the middle. It just has this bitterness. And maybe my bottle's getting a little bit lower. It's been sitting for a little while. Maybe it's interaction with the oxygen. I don't know. It's got this bitterness to it. I'm going to taste it now that I know what it is. It's almost gone. I got like a drop left. Because I'm really sad. I love Penelope Architect. I shouldn't say I'm sad because, honestly, I'm happy for all three of these. The fact that I got them in the right order makes me feel really comfortable with where they're priced. I think not involving my opinions and my palate, they are priced in the correct order. Whether they're at the right price point is one thing. But I think they're priced in the correct order. I think Nulu should be the most expensive, Penelope should be next, and Maker's 46 should be the cheapest. Let's taste this Penelope because I love Penelope Architect. I really do. Yeah, it's got this little bit of bitterness to it right at the end. If you like, though, I went through and I tasted the Nulu after the Penelope. If you like that cracked pepper taste, I mean specifically that freshly cracked pepper, like you took a salt and pepper, like the grinder, the pepper grinder, and you ground it on, if you ever grind it onto your salad. I know some people don't do that. They might think it's weird. But if you've ever done that and you like that type of a pepper, like a peppercorn, like not, you know, peppercorn's like the whole thing. A peppercorn, not just like pepper. That Nulu, it has a nice flair to it. That pepper flavor brings a really nice flair. One of my mustache hairs is making my nose itch. My apologies. I can't quit. It probably looks like something else, you know, because I'm rubbing my nose so much. But if you're watching the video version, but it's just itchy. Okay. I think one of my mustache hairs is straying. It's like tickling my nose. But that Nulu has a nice, nice pop of black pepper. I'll be honest with you. And I should have said this at the beginning because, you know, that would have been more fair. I thought the Penelope would beat the Nulu. And I'm proud of the Nulu. I'm happy for Nulu that it won because it's the most expensive, and now that I've tasted them blindly, I get why. Like, it has a nice body to it. If you like a little bit more amped up flavor, a little bit more proof, a little bit more punch, that Nulu just jumps out of the glass at you with flavor. Now, this is specifically a Nulu small batch they did for Colorado, so they do have theirs in small batches as well. But this is, once again, to give you an overall idea of the label, you know, the type of whiskey that I'm drinking here. And that Nulu jumped out of the glass really nicely. Maker's Mark number 46. Let's talk about this little superstar. I think it is underpriced, and I'm just going to say that, because the only thing that made it less was probably the proof. And what I mean by that is, I could tell it was lower proof, but that lower proof lowered the body down. Like, it tasted a little bit watered down compared to the other two. Maker's, excuse me, once again, all this drinking whiskey. Maker's 46 cask strength, which I've only had once, might be a different story. Excited to try Maker's cask strength. I'm sorry that I keep clearing my throat and burping a little bit. You know, tasting three whiskeys on camera can do that to you. But Maker's 46, man, good for you. Good for you, because that is a mellow, sweet, approachable, still has those bourbon notes, but still has that French oak flavor to it. Really good. Really, I think they could be charging a little bit more for that. I'm going to say that cautiously, knowing that maybe they could raise the price whenever they want. And now let's talk about French oak in general. This little experiment for me made it so much clearer what French oak brings to the party. I've always thought it brought a vanilla flavor to the party, which it does to some extent. But now that I've done this, I totally see the oakiness. I see the charred flavor. I see the cinnamon. And it does bring a vanilla that I like. But it's actually, for me now, overpowered by this cinnamon oak. Like, cinnamon oak is the name of the game. Like, I can't think of a different way to put it. Maybe almost a hickory instead of an oak, but like, I think the description of a little bit of cinnamon and the smell of cutting oak with like a saw, like a miter saw, a standing saw, I think that description kind of nails it. It's that, you know how when you cut wood, when you cut oak, it has this almost, this woody but slightly sour smell to it because it's like burning a tiny bit. It's like that with some cinnamon and then a little bit of vanilla right at the end. And I've always said the thing I like about it is the vanilla, which surprises me that I'm seeing so much more of this cinnamon oak pop from it. And it's not, I wanted to clarify this earlier and I forgot to, it's not the same cinnamon as like Amberana. Amberana has a much more aggressive apples and cinnamon, cinnamon toast crunch type of a taste to it. It's not that aggressive. The oak balances out the cinnamon, and overall the bourbon flavor comes through a little bit more than it does with Amberana finishes, at least the ones that I have had. They have a lot more aggressive of a cinnamon and Amberana flavor to them, an apple cinnamon, cinnamon toast crunch. Whereas this is still letting those bourbon notes come through, and I think that's what I like so much about French oak. You get the difference, you get the finish, you can tell that something's been done to it, but the bourbon is still coming through. And that makes it almost just like a more exciting bourbon and not like this other thing. There's another taste to it, but it's not super overpowering. It's something that up until this blind tasting, I couldn't put to words, but now I can. And so I have very much enjoyed this blind tasting. I hope you guys have as well. And if you've had all three of these, let me know if I got this in the same order as you. Throw something in the Discord. There is a Discord channel now. I got to put the link in my bio. I don't think it is right now, but as of the recording or the posting of this, I'll put the link in my bio to join the Discord page. But join the Discord if you haven't yet, and let me know if I got these in the same order that you would have put them. But I really am impressed by the differences between the three of them. They all have very similar vibes, very similar backbone, but there's little differences that are subtle enough that you can tell, at least I could see the price difference. I could see why you would rank them a certain way. A little bit sad that for my personal bias, Penelope scored a little bit lower, but I do see why it's priced the way that it is, and I think if you like those notes that I was getting from it, you will like it quite a bit, and it makes sense to be in that order in terms of body, harshness, those more objective type of factors. I don't want to beat this dead horse anymore, but this was a really fun experiment. Let me know if you guys are liking these blind tastings, and maybe we'll be doing some more of them. That's all I've got for this episode, though. So I want to finish it by saying, please take a moment to jump on the Patreon page. Just take a look and see if you're interested. And if you are, I would highly recommend you sign up for the Patreon, and I would appreciate it so much. Thank you guys very much for listening, for supporting the show, for all that you have done. I will leave you with Learn to Drink. Drink to learn. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Whiskey Noobs. If you need more Whiskey Noobs content in your life, make sure you check out our Patreon page in the show notes. And if you like the show, please make sure to leave a 5-star rating or review. It only takes a couple of minutes, and they're way more helpful than people realize. If you want to do tastings alongside the show, make sure you join the email list by sending an email to whiskeynoobspodcast@gmail.com with a subject line that says email list. You'll receive monthly emails with a list of the whiskeys that will be featured throughout the month so that you can buy them ahead of time. You can also find more Whiskey Noobs content on Instagram @whiskey_noobs and on TikTok @whiskeynoobspodcast. Once again, thank you guys for listening. The Whiskey Noobs podcast does not support underage or otherwise irresponsible consumption of alcohol.